All right, it's good to see everybody here tonight, and if you will, get you a book there in front of you, turn to page 248, but before we sing, I want to go to the Lord in prayer, and Lord, I just want to come to you tonight and thank you. You've answered my prayer. I've been revived this week in spirit. I've been revived in soul. I've been disheartened, but you've picked me up. I just want to thank you for that. Lord, I want to remember the messages you've sent me this week. I don't want to forget them. I want them to stir me forward. Always looking for your return. Always looking for that day, that time, when the sky will look funny and all of a sudden be bright. And out of the eastern sky will come our King. The one that everyone says he's not coming will come. The one in which your children have looked and longed for will come and gather us together to a place called Glory Land. Thank you for that. Now, Father, I ask a special anointing tonight on the man who'd preach, on the people who'll sing. I don't want them to use their talent. I want the Holy Spirit to use them. I don't want the preacher to preach what he's practiced all week. I want the Holy Spirit to use him and speak to us tonight for your holy name's sake and for your glory. And for your honor, in Jesus' name, amen. Page 248, let's stand, please.
Oh, old man run up those steps. Y'all ready? Todd, come on up here, brother. That's my Jesus. He belongs to me and I belong to him. And my prayer tonight is that you belong to him too. He knows you by your name. He knew you before you were born. He'll never forget you. He'll never leave you. Come on, Todd. Y'all know Todd? This is Todd. And he's going to preach.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I was singing that song all day today about knowing and believing in the Lord and how that he... I think about my dad a lot. Yesterday would have been his 102nd birthday. And so... praise God, amen, that we know that we're going to a better place. How many knows the Lord tonight, amen? He's more than able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think, amen? And so we thank you for this opportunity. Thank Brother Dan. We thank the church for allowing us to come. And like he said, I'm the pastor of Unicoi Baptist Church. And so we are thrilled to be here in Johnson City. Wonderful job in singing. Singing just always gets me excited. And so we praise the Lord for that. If you have your Bibles tonight, Luke chapter 17. And I first had one message, I guess, and then... I read the program, I guess, and was talking about Thanksgiving and hope, and so I thought, well, we better maybe turn and go that way, and as the Lord would lead, and so that's what he's done tonight, and so we are so thankful for the message the Lord has given us tonight, and so if you find your place, Luke chapter 17, beginning in verse 11, we'll start, and if you'll stand for the reading of God's Word. Good to see you tonight in God's house. And verse 11 starts, said, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and he entered into a certain village. There met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. In verse 17, and it said, Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? And there are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, truly as you would take this message tonight, Father, Lord, that you would just show your kindness and your mercy and your love upon each and every one that's come out this way. As the Holy Spirit would take control of this service, we thank you for what's already been done, Lord, for what you've placed in her heart. Lord, we pray for that one that may be struggling tonight, that one that may be away from you, Lord, that one that just needs to draw up close again, Lord, for that one, Lord, that just wants to praise you and thank you, Lord. We pray that you'd increase them in each and every need that they have, God, that your will would be done. Lord, we pray that you'd go with us through this message tonight and forgive us where we fail. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. And so here we see that Jesus, that he is passing through from Palestine, by the way, to Jerusalem, and then going through Samaria and there by the Jordan River. And he comes upon 10 men that had leprosy. And if they had leprosy, they were unclean and they were deemed that way. They had to stand apart. And, you know, we look at each other tonight as different brothers and sisters in the Lord, but we've all got a past, amen. I mean, we may not have been a leper, but we was just as bad as the leper because we were unclean until the Master touched us, amen, until the Master saved our soul. And so truly tonight, let me say that man is in an awful state this day and time without the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I think about tonight, thank God the house is about full, but I think so many times times in church on Sunday morning and Sunday night. Where are the nine at? Where are the ones that the Lord redeemed? Where are the ones that's been set free? Where are the ones that have been set free from the bondage of sin? They ought to be in His house. Amen. They ought to be praising the Lord. We see these nine, they just walked away. But there's one, he was an outsider, a non-Jew, a Gentile, what you might say. But he said, thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. He come back. He returned. I thought about the night, that the morning that I got saved. It was September the 22nd, 1988. I didn't come to church to get saved. But I'm telling you, as the choir began to sing, the Holy Spirit sat down on my shoulders. And I began to think about that. And I thought, well, maybe I'll just leave and go out the back door. But brothers and sisters, there's something happened to my soul. Amen. There's something that got a hold of me. It turned me around and I ran to the altar. Amen. And I fell down at the feet of Jesus and I began to give thanks and praise to His name. I mean, we are to thank Him. We are to praise Him for all that He's done. We see so many times, we hear so much prayer going on. But brothers and sisters, there are to be more praise than there are prayers. Amen. I mean, God has been so good to us and God has answered so many prayers for us. Amen. I tell people all the time and they look at you kind of strange. I said, we spend more time trying to pray people out of heaven than we do to pray people out of hell. Amen. And so we ought to be thankful for the Lord's message that here that He calls them and that He tells them just to go and to the high priest and say to him, you know, what's happened to me? What's taking place? Brothers and sisters, there are those along the way that deemed us unclean, amen, that deemed us unfit, that deemed us unworthy. But I'm glad for the day that Jesus Christ set me free, amen. I'm glad that I'm free tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm glad that I know that I'm free. I'm glad that my sins are as far as the east is to the west, amen. And He didn't say the north to the south, because you got a north pole and a south pole, you got borders. But as far as the east is to the west, it's from one nail-scarred hand to the other, amen. Praise God for that tonight. I'm telling you what, I am thankful for all the Lord has done for me, all the Lord that's going to do for me. Amen. I mean, we see that they had a bad disease. Brothers and sisters, sin is a bad disease. But I got good news tonight that the cure is in Jesus Christ. Amen. The cure to everything is in Jesus Christ tonight. Praise God. I'm telling you what, there He came back, and there as they began to cry on Him, I mean, they didn't ask to be healed, amen. They asked for mercy. How many just thought I'd been so bad and so wrong and everything in my life was just a train wreck? And I said, Lord, I'm not worth saving. Could you just spare a little bit of mercy, amen? But I'm telling you what, the ones that come to Jesus Christ, the ones that realize that their sin has been set free, amen. They've been set free from the sins of bondage and that they have been saved. There's only one name that comes to mind, that is Master. Amen. They said Master. They said Master. I'm telling you what, the ones that has been set free are bound to turn around and give thanks for the rest of their life for the glory that God has shown on their lives. Amen. Amen. Praise God for that. But we see this day and time in the world that we are living in, there is little thankfulness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There is little thankfulness for the Lord Jesus Christ. You and I tonight, we are to be swinging from the chandeliers and praising the name of Jesus that we don't have to go to a devil's hell. Amen. I mean, we have been set free tonight by the name of Jesus Christ, the man that walked upon the water. Amen. The one that said to the storms and the winds, just to cease. Amen. I'm telling you what, He is Master of the sea tonight. Praise God for that. And when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin to learn that it is His power, that it is His love, that it is His mercy that He bestows upon our life. I'm telling you what, sister sang a song last night, I am blessed. Amen. I'm telling you what, no matter what circumstance, what situation, what battles we're going through, I am blessed. Amen. I'm telling you what, when I was in the eighth grade, they counted me as the one most unlikely to succeed in life. Amen. But little along life's way did they know that I'd get on board with the master of the sea. Amen. And I am still sailing with Him tonight. Amen. And He has saved me, led through the dark valleys and up the mountaintops and all in between. He's been so good. I'm telling you what does man know? God knows everything. Amen. Jesus changes every situation, amen. He can take a problem and turn it into a blessing, amen. I am thankful for that. I'm telling you what, how many can say tonight, when I come to the Lord Jesus Christ, I was just like the Samaritan woman. I asked for a drink of water, and bless God, He gave me the well, amen. He gave me the well. I have something on the inside of me that's alive tonight, amen. Praise God for that. And so we see that truly that they are going. In verse 14, he said, when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves to the priest. I'm telling you what, those that counted us out, those that said we would never make it, those that said we would never be anything in this life, I'm glad to report from heaven tonight, amen, that I was able to go back to that place and say, let me tell you what Jesus Christ has done for me, how He's changed my life. Amen. I'm telling you what, some days I'm not everything I should be. Some days I'm not everything I could be, but thank God I'm not what I used to be tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. I'm telling you what, falling down at the feet of Jesus, that's where we need to be at tonight, at the place of forgiveness. Aren't you glad that there's forgiveness at the feet of Jesus Christ? I've said all the time that this journey that started at the feet of Jesus Christ will end at the feet of Jesus Christ. Amen. All the way through. I'm glad that He's that friend that sticketh closer to a brother. Amen. I'm telling you what, there's no other place anywhere that you will ever find that you ever find forgiveness of sins, and it's only in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And then secondly, there is a place of comfort. I'm telling you what, in John 11, 21 and 32, we see Mary and Martha, and they're so tore up that Lazarus has died. And finally there she sees the Lord Jesus Christ coming. And son, she just melts right down at the feet of Jesus Christ. I believe those that kneel will stand the strongest. Amen. And that there is a place tonight at the feet of Jesus Christ. Amen. As a sister begins to utter griefs unto the Lord. But Mary, she fell down at the Lord's feet. I mean, how many can say tonight the Lord knows just how deep our lives is. Amen. The Lord knows our sorrows. He knows our hurts. But I'm telling you what, I like what John 10 and 10 says. It said the thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. He said, but I've come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. Amen. I'm telling you what, we need to live in that abundant life. And then also we find that in Luke chapter 10 and verse 39, that it is a place of teaching at the feet of Jesus Christ. As Mary sat at the feet of Jesus Christ, as she listened to the teachings of Jesus Christ, let me tell you, when the Lord teaches you His Word, you don't have to ask any questions anymore. Amen. You learn being at the feet of Jesus Christ. And then fourthly, at the feet of Jesus Christ, it is a place of praise tonight. Amen. I'm telling you what, it is a place of praise at the Lord's feet tonight. I tell you what, David, he prayed three times a day, but in Psalms 119 and verse 164, he said seven times a day, he said, I praise God. Amen. I'm telling you what, David didn't get to look into the Savior's face. He didn't get to see that the Savior had come. Amen. But he was trusting God. We know the Savior has come tonight. And if David can praise Him seven times, we are to praise Him seven times 70. Amen. We are to praise Him tonight. I'm telling you what, it is His righteousness. It is His love. It is His mercy. I'm glad that we sing God through the face of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me tell you what sets Christianity different from any other religion in the world. Everybody else's religion, their heroes of the faith, whatever, that they're dead in their tomb. But I'm glad that we have a risen Savior. You know, we are the only religion in the world that we have a Savior that died for us and rose again. Amen. I remember a story when a man was coming through the desert and he come to a fork in the road and he come to a place and he talked to a wise man and he said, well, I don't know about religion much. And he said, well, can you tell me about Confucius? And he told him about Confucius and he said, well, his tomb is over here. And then he come on and he said, I want to know about Buddha. And he told him about Buddha and he said, Buddha's tomb is over here. And then he said, I'd like to know about Muhammad. Amen. And then he said about Muhammad, and he said, Muhammad's tomb is over here. And then he said, I'd like to hear about Jesus Christ. He said, He rose from the dead. Brothers and sisters, when you come to a crossroads in life, do you want to listen to somebody's dead or someone that is alive? And Jesus Christ is alive. He's alive and well. Amen. Brothers and sisters, there's so much ingratitude in the world in which we live in. Am I telling you the truth tonight? I mean, here we see it's 9-1. I believe that scenario should have been changed around. It should have been 1-9. Amen. The 9 should have been praising and the 1 walked off rather than the 1 praising and the 9 walk off. Amen. I mean, how many times Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night, and whether it's the preaching, whether it's the singing or whatever, God gets all over it and we just sit there and don't move and don't mumble or anything else when we ought to be on our feet praising the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We ought to be praising the Lord tonight. But there is a defect in Christianity this day and time. And people, I mean, how many tonight believes in shouting? Go ahead, I'll wait on you. Amen. I'm telling you. It's not out of style, amen, or old-fashioned. It's still real today. And so I'm telling you what, 9 prayed, but only 1 praised. Amen. I'd like to be that one that praises. Amen. Let me tell you something. We rob God out of His glory. Every time that God answers a prayer for us, we ought to be in His house lifting our hands up and say, let me tell you what the Lord has done for me this week or this day. Amen. And just exactly what He's brought me through. And I believe that if we begin to praise Him more, He'll begin to bless us more.
Amen.
Amen. When the glory goes up, heaven comes down. Amen. How true that is. I'm telling you what, here the one that has been redeemed on this occasion, I'm telling you what, he took time out for the Lord. If you don't take time for the Lord, you are too busy. Amen. You are too busy. We need to take time for the Lord. Take time to go to His house. Take time to pray. Take time to worship. Take time to study His words. And so I want to talk about a few aspects tonight of thanksgiving. Praise God. I'm all about thanksgiving, aren't you? I mean, He returned and He gave thanks. I'm telling you what, we have returned to God's house tonight and we ought to give Him thanks. Amen. We ought to give Him thanks tonight. I'm telling you what, He didn't tell somebody else thanking God. He did it in person Himself. Amen. And I believe that we are to personally thank God tonight. Amen. It's not the same as just telling somebody else, but it's just lifting your hands up in church and say, oh God, I want to thank you tonight. Amen. I want to thank you tonight. We are to thank God personally. Amen. I mean, you've got to say tonight and you've got to be honest tonight that God has blessed you, that God has been good, and you ought to lift your hands and say, thank you, Lord, tonight. Thank you, Lord, tonight. Amen. I'm telling you what, and when we begin to thank God, it needs to come out of the right heart tonight. Amen. It needs to come out of the right heart. I'm telling you what, this man man, he turned back. Amen. He turned back. He threw himself down on the ground at Jesus' feet. He began to worship. He began to give thanksgiving to God. I'm telling you what, a soul, that is a need for a soul of a redeemed child of God to give thanks to his Creator. Yeah. Amen. Amen. To give thanks tonight to him. And then let me tell you what, he didn't do it in little spurts over here and over there, but he did it all at once. Amen. I'm telling you what, we need to just get us a good shout and fit. Amen. I'm telling you what, if we begin to raise our hands a little more in church, I believe that arthritis will go out of those elbows, and we begin to kneel on our knees a little more. I believe that arthritis will go out of our knees. Amen. And we won't have to come into church all humped over and all bent over, but we'll come in just saying, praise Jesus. Jesus, amen. Praise the Lord. They say, what's wrong with you? It's just like the disciples. They thought they was dumb and unlearned, but they said they knew one thing. They'd been with Jesus. Amen. I've been with Jesus, and I'm so happy tonight. Are you happy tonight to be in with the Lord? I'm telling you what. But he did it once right then and there that he began to praise God without pause. Amen. I mean, he did it. I'm telling you what. I hope someone tonight that has and feels the need, that they begin to thank God tonight. Amen. I know the brother said about having a Thanksgiving service, I believe Tuesday, and people to give thanks for what God has done for us. I'm telling you what, so maybe this will help you along the way. If you haven't thanked God in a while, brothers and sisters, I believe it's time you get started. Amen. You get all over that. Amen. Praise God. We watched a show one time and went to a church, brothers, and they had some soul and some background and singing and preaching, and they kept singing a song, Get Your Business Done. I say we ought to get our business done tonight. Amen. For the Lord. We ought to get our business done. Praise God for that. And I tell you what, thank God for your testimony. Amen. Only you can tell others about your testimony. I know that he saved my soul, don't you? You know why? Because I was there. Amen. I remember the day. I remember the time that the Lord set me free. In John 1, verse, John, 1 John 1:9, it said that if we confess our sins, he is faithful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all our transgressions. Amen. How many believes tonight that God is faithful? Amen. I'm telling you what, we need to confess up. Amen. We need to pray up, and we need to get ready to go up. Amen. To leave here in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. I'm telling you what, you've got the opportunity tonight. Don't wait. Don't say, I'll think about it or I'll do it tomorrow. Brothers and sisters, church, this is your time. This is your opportunity to just get a few in there and say, well, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. If it comes in the shower in the morning or before you go to bed, may not be seen or known about it. I'm telling you what, we need to let others know what the Lord has done. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. I'm saved tonight. Amen. We ought to pray, but we ought to praise more. Amen. It ought to be in reverse. There ought to be more praise than prayer. I'm telling you what, how many can say tonight that we have received so much? Amen. I'm telling you know what our problems is? We come to find the needs of necessity more accumulating on us than the mercies of God. Amen. We say, Lord, I need this and I need that. What if God just replied out and said, when's the last time you thank me? When's the last time you praise me? When's the last time you just worship me? Amen. How many believes he knows what we need before we ask? He already knows that tonight. Amen. I tell them at church all the time, I say, you might as well just get in on this thing. Your car's parked outside. They already seen it. They know you're here. Amen. You might as well just go ahead and get in on it. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you what, there was this agnostic or this atheist. He lived across the road from this little old woman, and every week there was a knock on the door and there was a bag of groceries sitting on her steps. And she'd get out there and take them groceries and she'd begin to praise God over and over and over. He thought, boy, one week I'm going to fool her. So he went to the store and he bought a whole bag of groceries and everything else, and he took over and he knocked on the door and he ran across the street and he looked out his glass to see what she is doing. She is out there in the street and she is holding them groceries, and she began to praise God. He come outside and he said, you have nothing to praise God for. I bought them groceries. She said, thank you, Jesus, for the groceries and making the devil pay for it. Amen. Praise God for that. Amen. Yes. Thank God. Amen. Son. Amen. But I tell you tonight, as verse 19, he said unto him, arise and go thy way. How many remembers what it was like to bow at the feet of Jesus Christ? He raised you up. He let you walk away with a song in your heart, a praise in your spirit, laughter within your soul. And you knew from that very day he was with you. It was going to be all right. He was going to lead you. He was going to be that friend. Boy, he's everything tonight, isn't he? There was a 93-year-old woman. She came to church. And the preacher said, they were in revival. He said, I want everybody to go home tonight and begin to thank God for what he's done for you. The 93-year-old woman come back in the next night and she told the preacher and she shook her fist at him. And he said, what is it? She said, I begin to thank God for what he's done and I've been up all night. Amen. I've been up all night. And I'll close with this. Adrian Rogers told a story one time that his church said he needed a vacation. So a guy in the church, he has an RV. They fill it up with gas. They give him a credit card. And they say, just go anywhere you want to go. He said it wasn't long down the road. He said that thing started sputting and puttering. And he said finally it was about to give out. He said, I pulled over in a Kmart parking lot. And he said, I began to mumble under my breath. God, why'd you send me on this trip? God, why'd you allow this to happen? He said, my wife Joyce sitting in the passenger seat and said, Adrian, have you thanked God today? He said, thank God this is a piece of junk. It's tore up. We're sitting beside of the road. What do you mean? She said, have you thanked God? He said, I began to mumble under my breath and said, oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, about half-heartedly. He said, I looked across the road, and he said, there was an old tire store over there. And he said, two old fellers was over there in overhauls and said one had a screwdriver sticking out of his back pocket. He said, do you know anything about engines or RVs? And they said, no, but we'll come over there and look. He said, he raised the hood up on it, and he said, a man took a screwdriver and twisted it in there. And he said, that thing fired up. And he said, it run like everything. And he said, I had the best vacation I ever had. But brothers and sisters, until he started thanking God, it was all doom and gloom. But brothers and sisters, when we begin to thank the Lord tonight, I mean, he has great things for us. Amen. He has blessings in store for us. He'll take us places we've never been before. He'll allow us to see things we've never seen before. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Well, I'm done.
We're not.
I know. My wife tells me to turn it off or I'll start running rabbits.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen. Come out of service one time. Somebody said, boy, you got all over me. I said, you just bruised my toes. I said, boy, I said, I'm going to have to adjust the scope on my gospel gun. I was heading for your heart. Amen. So thank you all for singing tonight. Thank you for your invite coming to be with you all tonight. And we're so Blessed. You know, I thought about coming last night. Monday, a preacher friend of mine had passed away, and I had to go see his family. And I came last night and loved Brother Tim and hear his message. And you know, you don't know what to expect when you're on the outside of a church going inside. And I've been in some that's stuffy, been in some that's just cold. But I was thinking today as I was just sitting, I like the atmosphere there. Amen.
It's a good atmosphere.
It's a good place to be with people.
Amen.
That know the Lord.
Yeah.
That are thankful. That love each other.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, we're in this thing to the duration. Amen.
Yeah.
All the way. No turning back. As Bill Elliott used to race that race car around, he'd say he had his hammer down, the pedal down or something. We've got the pedal down tonight, amen. We're heading toward home, amen. I mean, it may be just right around the corner that he's coming. Let's stand tonight. We'll give an invitation tonight. No doubt in the size this church holds tonight, a crowd, there's probably some here tonight. It's been a while since you've thanked the Lord. It's been a while since you've praised the Lord. We want to open up the altar tonight if you want to come and say thank you, Lord. We're coming into Thanksgiving season. God gave us this country, this land. He gave us the freedoms to come here tonight and worship Him in spirit and truth. How many needs to come tonight and say, it's been a while. I just want to thank you, Lord. Or you may be that one that just thanks the Lord all the time. I'm telling you what, you begin to thank the Lord tonight. I believe His blessings are going to flow on you. You're going to have peace and you're going to have joy. Don't go home without thanking God tonight. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this one that turned back, that he gave everything that he had to you, Lord, all his sin and his sorrow and grief and his sickness. And God, you healed him. You set him free. Lord, you raised him up. Lord, you let him walk away in a brand new light, in a brand new day, with a testimony on his lips that only Jesus can cleanse and save and make whole. Lord, we thank you tonight for this brother. We thank you for all these preachers tonight in this church. We thank you for all the families represented. We thank you for our loved ones at our church and our brothers and sisters in Christ. God, may your blessings be upon them. Lord, may you use them in a great way. Lord, may this church, Lord, just be a light to this world, to this community for Jesus Christ. Help it to grow in spirit and truth. Lord, whatever the need is tonight, God, I pray that others will call upon you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for what we feel in our heart. Thank you for setting us free. In Jesus' name. As our brothers say tonight, you need to come. I tell you what.